Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I just got back. My son and I just got back from my daughter's house. Danny White and Danita White is there with her. And today, my oldest daughter, Daniela White, we call her Danny White, was born on Thanksgiving Day. Thirty-one years ago today, I knew I had to preach today live, and so we went up there to deliver her happy birthday gifts and so forth. I thank God for her. She is, I believe, the greatest, oldest daughter that a father could have. She has always been a help to me in the ministry, in some way or another, all of her life. And so I give God the praise and God the thanks for giving me such a daughter who has helped her father in the ministry and had to carry a heavy load along with her sister Danita due to the fact that her mother, Marika White, did not answer the bell and did not rise to the occasion, which she knows very well, my daughter Danny. For when she was a little girl, she would ask me, "Papa, why won't Mama just obey God's word?" And she asked me that many times. She would just shake her head. She was so hurt and so disappointed. And that her mother would not cooperate. Then when she got older, she had to take on other responsibilities that no teenager should have to take on, and so did her siblings. But I today thank God for Danny White and my daughter Daniela White, who helped me to write the book Letters to Young Black Women. She wrote most of the Thanksgiving books that you can see advertised on bcnn1.com, blackchristiannews.com. And I want to encourage you. She has many books now. And in fact, I don't know if she has determined and set out to outdo me, but she is well on her way in her travels, in her writing and other things, and her pursuit of her PhD and all of that good stuff. And I'm the kind of father, I'm the kind of parent, that I rejoice in my children's success. And I wear it as a badge of honor, even if they exceed me. My son, Daniel IV, has visited the Holy Land recently. and I was planning on going to the Holy Land before the plague came in, but I had already contacted my daughter Danny about getting me the best flights and so forth. And but then the plague came in and God gave me a different assignment. He basically told me, you can see the Holy Land later. I need for you to do something else. So happy birthday, Danny. We thank God for you. You've been a tremendous blessing to the Lord, to me, and to your family and to others. And God is still using you mightily, as well as my other children. But you have not only been a great oldest daughter, but a great big sister. I mean, you have gone beyond, above and beyond. And we give God the glory, praise, and honor for you. And it was good to be at your house on last night into the wee hours of the morning. Which was the same time you were born, 31 years ago. And so, for a father, that is a great joy. Your mother is mad because I didn't take her. But that's all right. She knows why. And I just thank God for a magnificent trip. And we thank God for allowing us to be back here this morning to preach live. Now, I have not had any sleep, so I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm going to rest on the everlasting arms. I'm going to lean on the everlasting arms. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, and evangelistic service / rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Beloved, this is Daniel White III, the son of Daniel White Jr., Bishop Daniel White Jr., who is now home with the Lord, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 361, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 14 verses 1 through 16. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I lean on your everlasting arms today. Lord, as I told you on yesterday, I have nowhere else to turn but to you. and Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your everlasting mercy, your love and your grace, your long-suffering and your loving kindness. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. It is marvelous what you have done. And I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for the millions and the many and the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Holy Father God, continue to have mercy and grace upon us as we individually, hopefully, and collectively, hopefully, confess our sins, our failures and our faults unto you, our disobedience, rebelliousness, pride, whatever the sins are, whatever the sin is, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crucify, Lord, our flesh afresh and anew, the old man within us, and fill us all afresh and anew who are saved with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard at our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, our temperaments, that we would not sin against you throughout this day and throughout our lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'd empty us of self and flesh and fill us all who are saved with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing, the fruit, and the liberty. Lord, the freedom of your Holy Spirit. And put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes and temperaments that we would not sin against you. I pray, Holy Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. And Lord, I do pray that you cast out the sins that are produced by these spirits, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, hindrance, distraction to your work, sabotage, and betrayal. Holy Father God, give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and these sins and these spirits today. I pray, Lord, that you will grant me supernatural energy and strength and unction and anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your holy gospel, to read your holy scriptures, to pray for others, among other things. And Lord God in heaven, I pray, teaching your holy word as well. Lord, I do pray that you will give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from our family and from the ministry and the work and from all other families that stand, Lord, for you. And Holy Father God, I pray that you deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin this morning and throughout this day. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. And Holy Father God, I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see the 31st birthday of my oldest daughter with my wife. And I do pray that you will bless her day and bask in it and give you all of the glory, praise, and honor for it. Thank you for the tremendous blessing she has been to me, to the ministry, and to our family. And I pray that you will continue to bless her and protect her along with her sister Danita there and our entire family. Place, Lord, upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow. On the inside, place upon us the whole armor of God. And Lord, I pray that you grant me your energy, your unction, your anointing, your freedom and your liberty and the power of your Holy Spirit to serve you well until the end. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver us indeed from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our wicked sins so that we can get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will help me not to go to sleep up here today. And Lord, hold me up and strengthen me. And I do pray, Lord, that you will save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. And Lord, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving and mourning, and draw them to yourself for salvation. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears. And help every person under the sound of my voice and every person who has heard the gospel to repent and to get saved, or to get saved and to repent. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would do this around the world, in our country, in our community, in our churches, and in our personal lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you will deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears, Lord, and fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable. Thank you, Lord, for the message we heard from the pastor out of Atlanta in the Lead the Way ministry. He preached a dynamic message about the false doctrine that we have in our churches today, where Lord, I pray that you give me the word that he used. The word that he used was this struggling. Thank you, Lord. This struggling theology always struggling and always the nodding of the head, which you showed me this, Lord, many years ago, way back when we were on Pendell Street, way back, almost 20 years ago, Lord. You showed me that what was seeping into the church, and this pastor has seen the same thing. This constant is always is about us. It's all about us and us weeping and crying and pity partying, and it's everything is always a struggle to be a Christian, and most of the preaching is directed towards the felt needs of people struggling with everything, and then we have to get down in the dumps with them and act like we're struggling with this. Lord, please forgive me, because I've seen this. I thought I was the only one who saw this. I mean, we're supposed to be then depressed and defeated and suicidal. And everything is a problem. Everything is an addiction. Lord, I just tell you, I was so happy to hear this rather prominent pastor just shuck the corn on this foolishness. Everything is a struggle. Poor me, and come to my pity party and pray for me, because I'm still struggling with that addiction. I'm still struggling with that problem. And Lord, it's disgusting. It really is disgusting. Nobody in the church today hardly ever has any victory, and pastors go towards it and they stay with it and they go along with the people and go on and on and on, and goes around in a circle. And yeah, that's right. I'm struggling with the same thing. That's what the pastor says. That's what the teacher says. Everybody's struggling. And Lord, I never believed this. I have never believed in this. I've seen this for almost 20 years, and it's mind-boggling how that we can be saved and have you in our lives, the chief overcomer, the resurrected one, and we so down in the dumps. It's so pitiful. Now over almost 50% of the preachers want to resign and want to quit. And Lord, you heard what I said, Lord. I quit. They let them quit. If you can quit on Jesus, then you can. You've never been called, as far as I'm concerned. Lord, help me to keep on praying and not get bogged down with this. But I was so in the wee hours of the morning, around 3 o'clock in the morning, this preacher. He reminds me of Adrian Rogers. I can't remember his name right now. But he is a preacher for real, and he was shucking the corn on this subject, and he realizes that it has seeped into the theology and the preaching in the ministry of the church big time, and it is quite disgusting. Lord, help us to truly be overcomers each and every day. We don't have to be down in the dumps, even when we haven't had any sleep. Lord, I haven't had any sleep for many, many hours, but I rejoice in what you allowed me to do. What a blessing it was, and what a blessing it is. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. For your traveling mercies and the miracle trip once again. Lord God in heaven, I do pray that you will bless my daughter, Danny, who truly has been the most sunshiny and the most positive, like her father down through the years, a child. And I pray that she will stay that way and not do anything to steal that joy out of her heart and off of her face. Lord, this is as this dear preacher brought out, this is a wrong use of grace. This has nothing to do with grace. This has everything to do with people and them wanting people to pay them attention like a child instead of a soldier. And so, Holy Father God, I pray that you will deliver us today. And then, Lord, I'm reminded of and I wonder why many others are not reminded of the word that you said in the scriptures. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You've given us a way out. Even in tribulation, you told us to look to you. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We can be of good cheer because we're looking to you, and you have overcome the world and everything in it. And we are supposed to have you in us by believing in you. And so, Lord, thank you for putting that in the heart of this preacher to preach. I'm so glad. And I pray that wickedness will be broken in the lives of people who heard that message and even who didn't. And Lord, I do pray that you will indeed deliver us from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family and financial, and in all ways. And Lord, I do pray student loan debt, student progress problems for all of my children, that they will not be bogged down with that. And I pray, Lord, for millions of other families that stand for you and who name the name of Christ, and even those who don't, I pray for their salvation. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the millions who are facing eviction, housing crisis, food crisis, and medical crisis as well, that you would deliver them. And Lord, I pray that you will grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word. Help me to do it all for your glory, your praise, and your honor. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would hold me in your hands and hold me up. And Lord, place upon me the whole arm of God and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and comfort these people in all of their tragedies. And Lord, prepare us for good days and bad days. Prepare us, Lord, for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord, prepare us, Lord, for life and death. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will bless and protect our families that stand for you, from ourselves, from our flesh, and from the devil, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. Help us, Lord, to stop trying to act like the Brady Bunch at church, and we are the Adams family at home. God, help us. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Create within us a pure heart and a heart like yours. Lord, save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. I saw one of the, believe it or not, at around 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning, my son and I stopped at I forget the name of the place, not racetrack, but the other one. One of those racetrack type big gas stations. I thought about getting some coffee because we had a long drive, but I decided against it because, believe it or not, and I do have certain restaurants that I love to go to, but believe it or not, because of this coronavirus plague, a continual plague, of long continuance, as the Bible calls it. I haven't had anything from any restaurant, any kind of food or drink or anything from any restaurant in almost 2 years. But anyway, I saw one of our followers going into that place, and they were there. I forget this. It's a very popular gas station. I forget the name of it. And up there in McKinney, people who listen to me preach and teach the word. And may God bless you if you're listening this morning. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the special privilege, distinct privilege, and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 2 Samuel chapter 14, verses 1 through 16. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa and fetched thence a wise woman and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner and put on now mourning apparel and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead. And come to the king and speak on this manner unto him. So Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spake to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did obeisance and said, Help, O king. And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, I am indeed a widow woman, and mine husband is dead. And thy handmaid had two sons, and they too strove together in the field, and there was none to part them, but the one smote the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen against thine handmaid, and they said, Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew, and we will destroy the heir also, and so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth. And the king said unto the woman, Go to thine house, and I will give charge concerning thee. And the woman of Tekoa said unto the king, My lord, O king, the iniquity be on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless. And the king said, Whoever saith aught unto thee, Bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee anymore. Then said she, I pray thee, let the king remember the Lord thy God, that thou wouldest not suffer the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. Then the woman said, let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak one word unto my lord the king. And he said, say on. And the woman said, wherefore then hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God? For the king doeth speak this thing as one which is faulty, in that the king doeth not fetch home again his banished. For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again, neither doeth God respect any person. Yet doeth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. Now therefore, that I am come to speak of this thing unto my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid, and thy handmaid said, I will now speak unto thee. I will now speak unto the king, rather. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid. For the king will hear to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And we pray that lost souls will come to know you, Savior, through our means and through the means of those who are over certain ministries. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, and save their souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family, and the standing between the living and the dead. Prayer, devotional, memorial, soul winning, evangelistic service, family members. We also want to welcome our Rescue the Perishing, Care for the Dying crowd as well. And some of you all, y'all want me to preach the Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign every day, all day. And I can't do that. I would die. It's too much. But I will continue the campaign and the series as God gives me strength. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 514. Luke 15:2 reads, "And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." Dr. Spurgeon goes on to share, "Observe the condescension of this fact. This man who flowers man, this man who towers above all other men, holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners, this man receiveth sinners." Amen. "This man, who is no other than the eternal God, the Son of God, before whom angels veil their faces. This man receiveth sinners. It needs an angel's tongue to describe such a mighty stoop of love. What love is this?" What love is this? That any of us should be willing to seek after the lost is nothing wonderful. They are of our own race, but that he, the offended God, against whom the transgression has been committed, should take upon himself the form of a servant, and bear the sin of many, and should then be willing to receive the vilest of the vile. This is marvelous. This is marvelous. It's a beautiful thing, really. When you think about it, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and being saved. This man receiveth sinners, not, however, that they may remain sinners, but he receives them that he may pardon their sins, justify their persons, cleanse their hearts by his purifying word. Preserve their souls by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, and enable them to serve him, to show forth his praise, and to have communion with him. Into his heart's love he receives sinners, takes them from the dunghill, and wears them as jewels in his crown. Yes, plucks them as brands from the burning, yes sir, and preserves them as costly monuments of his mercy. None are so precious in Jesus' sight as the sinners for whom he died. Nothing is more precious than a sinner. Or sinners. When Jesus receives sinners, he has not some out of doors reception place, no casual ward or speakeasy where he charitably entertains them as men do, passing beggars, but he opens the golden gates of his royal heart, and receives the sinner right into himself. Yea, he admits the humble penitent into personal union and makes him a member of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. There was never such a reception as this. This fact is still most sure this evening. He is still receiving sinners. He is still receiving sinners like you and me. Would to God sinners would receive him and believe in him as Savior. For he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Have you ever done that in your life? Has anyone ever approached you and told you that you are a sinner and you're on your way to hell? And if you do not know him as your Savior, you need to get to know him. And here's how you do that. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says very clearly in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have done evil in our sight, so we're in this boat. We're on the glorious ship. Rather, we should get on the glorious ship, Zion. Right now, we're on the sin boat. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. We are sinners by nature, and we are sinners by choice. And so therefore, we are responsible for our sin. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. One day you will die. One day you will cease to exist on this earth. We will not see you again. We will carry on with our lives, which I think is a tragedy. So thirdly, my dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. And Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." When Jesus Christ preached on hell, he mentioned oftentimes everlasting fire. He wants you to know where you will be going before you go there. So that you will not go there. hell is a real place, hell is a sad place, hell is a sad, bad place, and hell is bad news. But I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. All you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Do you know him today? Have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior? Well, believe the promises of God. Believe the promises of the Lord. Remember what he has said regarding the afterlife, because it is true. So, dear friend, if you want to be saved today, just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will, right where you are. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. All you have to do is put your faith and trust in the Lord. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And dear friend, are you willing to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, pray with me the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. For Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge and I admit that I am a sinner, and Jesus Christ is the Savior. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins, my faults, and my failures. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul. I believe in you. I believe that you suffered, you bled, and you died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in you. Please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, help me to truly repent of all of my sins and turn away from my evil lifestyle. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he suffered, he bled, and he died, an innocent man on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Allow me to say to you, congratulations. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com or Gospel Light Society House of Prayer. Go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe in your heart on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email us and let us know at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know so that we can send you the free material to help you to grow in the faith. If you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ today and you prayed that prayer with me and you also have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Now, at this point, we are resuming our prayer service already in progress. Pardon me. We are resuming our Standing Between the Living and the Dead prayer, devotional, and memorial service already in progress. And at this junction of the service, we go to the family verses. The family verses found in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6. They may not be liked, but they are crucial. I think that we're almost finished with this passage. No, we're going to start this passage today. We finished the passage on children in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Here's an important passage that God showed me was a part of the family verses, because Christian families are under severe pressure. And we pray for families that they will stand strong in the faith. Verse 10, here's how to do that. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If your family is striving to do something for God, your family will be a point of conflict with the devil, a point of contention in spiritual warfare. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. In high places. My point to you today, even though as you can tell I'm very weary from being up all night, but I'm not that weary that I can't tell you this. If you want peace in your home, as the older black guy used to say and sang when he was in at the church of the pillar and the ground of the truth. And he had a new little contraption called the Hawaiian guitar, and he made it sing. He made it talk to you. And he would close out every service almost singing, "Don't let the devil ride. Don't let the devil ride with your family. He's going to keep up havoc and confusion and chaos." So understand that you're fighting against flesh and blood. You're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And they, and these spiritual forces do not give up, especially if you you're called by God and you're a preacher. Your whole family is going to be put into a crucible. And so I'm just going to leave it there to today. Just understand the devil hates your family and he is seeking to destroy your family by any means necessary. Now let's pray for others. Let's pray for others. Let's do some interceding for others as Jesus is doing for us. You know that if Jesus Christ was not praying for us, we would have been sifted as wheat, and being sifted as wheat is very bad. That's very bad. That's not a good thing. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for helping this poor preacher, Lord, to make it to this point. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the salvation of those who don't know your Savior, including the new people that we know about. We also pray, Lord, that you would save those who don't know your Savior, revive those who know your Savior, and heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving and mourning. And Holy Father God, we pray Lord, for all people who name the name of Christ. Help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and repent of our sins and get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, I humbly pray that you would have mercy and grace upon us in the church around the globe, and forgive us, O Lord, of our sins, of not obeying and following your great commandment or your great commission. And Holy Father God, forgive us of our sins of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission, and help us to repent. And Lord, we pray now for all people who are in government. Save those who are lost, who are in the ministry of the government. And Holy Father God, we pray for the millions of persecuted Christians, that you will protect them and provide for them. And Holy Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And Holy Father God, we pray for all people who are in government. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. Lead, guide, and direct these people that we may be what you would have us to be. And Holy Father God, I do pray for all of the people who are being persecuted, that you would protect them and provide for them. And Lord, I pray that you will help this poor preacher to pray today. And Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people, Lord, who are grieving and mourning because of the death of loved ones. Lord, comfort them as only you can and draw them to yourself. And Holy Father God, I do pray now for all of these people. We pray for some by name. We pray for millions who are hurting and mourning around the world, but we pray for some by name as well. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Ohio nurse Lynn Bala. We pray for the family and friends of Wisconsin baseball player Doug Jones. We pray for the family and friends of Missouri firefighter Robert Rocha. We pray for the family and friends of Missouri firefighter Scott Davison. We pray for the family and friends of Missouri EMT Billy Birmingham. Comfort these families as only you know. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now for all of the prayer requests that have come in. We pray for the thousands who have sent in prayer requests down through the years. Continue to hear and answer their prayers, hear and answer my prayers, our prayers for them. And Lord, we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical protection, and blessings upon them as well. We pray, Lord, for Nita. We pray for a man she witnessed to named Joy and his family to get saved. We pray for Eric. Please provide him with the money he needs for his daughter's medical needs. Bring him good help. Bless their crusades and soul winning efforts. And provide them with Bibles, tracts, food, clean water, shelter, and transportation. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Samuel. Please be with him and help him to grow in you and to stand strong in the faith. And Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have gotten saved through the ministry. Help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Lord, we pray for Vlad, Donna, Alex, Nina, and Godfrey. We pray, Lord, for those who have gotten saved. We pray, Lord, for those who have recommitted their lives to you as well. We pray for the thousands who have done so. And we pray, Lord, for the people, some of them by name. We pray for Coffee, Agwoye, Lillian, and Nick. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives, and not our will be done in our lives, as well as we include ourselves. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And Lord, it was a little bit rough for this old preacher today, but thank you for blessing me to get through it. And now, Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Let's all stand for our closing prayer. All right, when you pray today, please pray for me. I am not out of the woods yet as far as sickness is concerned. I'm thankful I do not have the coronavirus plague. I'm dealing with something else, as I have told you. So pray for me. And also, make sure you pray for yourselves. Pray without ceasing. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. I don't care how you may not feel like doing it. I don't care how dry it may feel to you. You pray without ceasing, and God will do some special things in your life and in your whatever you touch. God will bless it if you put him first and acknowledge him and obey him. And so pray without ceasing, meditate on the word, read the word, and keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. I'll be going to bed soon, very soon. So you have a wonderful day in the Lord. And again, happy birthday to my oldest daughter, Daniela White, Danny, with my wife. And I thank God for blessing me with many children, and I pray that each and every one of them would be the shining lights and witnesses that God wants them to be. So we give God the glory, praise, and honor for allowing us to see this day again. And we give the Lord thanksgiving for allowing us to see the Thanksgiving week again. We have enjoyed it already. And we are little by little making sure we have everything we need to celebrate well. In fact, we've already started the celebration. And I believe my daughter Danny and my daughter Danita are going to come by and give the Lord a wave offering on Thanksgiving Day. They're going to come by and bring us some uncooked food that we can cook ourselves, and all of that kind of thing. That's what I hope happens. And we're just going to keep our distance and wave at each other and see each other's face for another Thanksgiving. My daughter Danny was born on Thanksgiving Day. And so throughout throughout the years, she has been the center of Thanksgiving in our household. I mean, she and her sister Danita would get up early in the morning on Thanksgiving Day and get the turkey going and all of that. And just wonderful memories. Now, God laid upon my heart to do a book titled Giving Thanks for Thanksgiving Past. Thanksgiving's Past. Because you need to understand that Thanksgiving in your family, no matter how wonderful the tradition has been, is going to eventually die out for various and sundry reasons. The head of the household may die. The coronavirus plague may hit. People may suffer all kinds of reversals and can't make it, and that's okay. I mean, but at least be thankful for the Thanksgivings you did have together, and give God the glory, and start, and you hold this world loosely, my dear friends. hold on to family members loosely. Stop trying to hold on to your children forever. That's not God's plan. You want your child to go out and turn the world upside down like you did, I hope. Some of you people have not turned, you haven't turned a pebble over upside down. But, you know, if you turn the world upside down and you did the doggone thing, you did what God called you to do, and you shined for the time you were on this thing Shakespeare called the stage of life, well, you want your children to outdo you. May God have mercy upon these parents who, I feel my help coming now. I'm getting ready to close. But God help these parents, and especially some of you mothers who can't stand for your children to advance and do better than you. That's what it's supposed to be. That's how it is supposed to be, people. Rejoice in your child doing better than you. You raised her, you raised him to do better than you. My daughter Danny has a beautiful mansion before the age of 30. Beautiful, fabulous, magnificent, and in the perfect spot. Nobody on either side of her. I don't know how she pulled that off. That's what my mother always wanted, a corner lot. I don't know why she wanted a corner. She probably read in one of the magazines the white folks like the corner lot. I don't know what. But she has been blessed in a wonderful neighborhood, quiet neighborhood, where she does not have anybody on either side. And it's and just beautiful. We were there last night, didn't hear a sound, quiet, peaceful. We didn't see anybody walking around. You know, I don't like for Negroes to be walking around at night. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, ma'am. You need to have some place to go. And I don't want my daughters in the, I never wanted my daughters or any of my children, really, but especially my daughters in any neighborhood where there's Negroes walking around at night. Negroes can be black or white. I don't care. Oh, I feel my help coming now. I'm getting ready to glow. And this is just a blessing. God will do some great things for you if you live the way he wants you to live and you pray without ceasing. And so may God bless you today, Danny, and may God bless you all. Throughout this day, give God the glory, the praise, and honor, and enjoy your Thanksgiving week, not just Thanksgiving Day. Start your turkey today. We started one, and get you on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to cook the bacon-wrapped turkey. Oh, yes. It's not good for you, but it's good to you. God bless you, my dear friends. Until next time, let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you. For Lord, you are somehow getting me through this service today. And Lord, I felt my help coming at the end. I give you the glory, praise, and honor for all that you have done and all that you're doing. And thank you for allowing us to be thankful for all of the Thanksgivings past. We may not be able to get together again this year. As I have told my daughters, for various and sundry reasons, and Lord, may you bless those who can, but it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do that. So thank you, Lord, for what we did on last night, and we hope that Danny and Danita would come by and give us a wave offering and on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. And I pray that you'll give us a beautiful day, as you always have done in the past, and some of the best weather in the world is right here in this area on Thanksgiving week, and we have enjoyed it down through the years, and we give you the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake, amen. God bless you, folks. We'll see you next time.